Hello, everybody.
Hello.
This is working? Ooh, okay, it is working. We're good. Okay. Wait. There we go. Okay. So today I'm going to be talking about discipleship. I'm going to be talking about why discipleship is needed in the church. So that's the first point I want to get into. So first of all, does anyone know what discipleship is before I tell you guys the definition? Anyone? Raise your hands. No one? Yes. Sort of, yeah, you can say that. So I actually have the definition right here. John?
Spreading the word to others?
Yes, that's actually what I'm going to say. Okay, so discipleship, here's the definition. A process of making someone like Christ. So let me read to you guys Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And this is Jesus speaking. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So this is Jesus telling us, I mean, specifically the disciples, but this has also led to us, that he wants us to go out and make disciples. And not just make disciples, as in, like, talk to people, tell them about God, but also teach them how to teach more people. Because that's what Jesus did with his disciples. He would go into towns, let them lead sometimes, go out and teach more people. And that's what Pastor Rob's doing with me, with Cameron, with all the people that's part of the Dream Team, part of the leadership group. He's making us go out and teach other people. It might not be in our comfort zone, but it's helpful because it just grows. Have you guys ever heard of exponential growth? How, you know, like, you tell five people, those five people each tell five more people, you know, it just grows and grows. That's what it should be like. Okay, and then here are two examples of discipleships. The first one I want to talk about is, like, a coach and a player. If you guys have ever seen, you know, a good coach, if a good coach really, you know, loves their player, you know, they'll make sure that they grow, get better, you know, get good at the sport. Like, that's the whole point of what a good coach is supposed to do. Just like how a disciple, you know, in a discipleship relationship, they should be making sure that that person is growing, getting better in Christ, staying in their Bible all the time. And also, for my other example, is a support group. Do you, any of you guys know what a support group is? John again.
Yes.
I mean, you're right, but it's specifically like when, say, you have an addiction to something, like you're addicted to drugs, alcohol, or just any of the above, you know. But basically, they help you. It's a whole bunch of people that are also addicted to that, and there's like one leader of the group. And that's how, you know, well, there's two different types of discipleships. There's one-on-one, and there's, like, group discipleships, which is kind of what I'm doing with you guys right now. I'm telling all you guys about discipleship, so. But basically, they're in a group, and they're all struggling with the same thing. And that helps them be able to almost, like, relate to it and stuff like that. So it's almost like even if they relapse, or just like how we fall back into sin sometimes, and we need that disciple to bring us back up, and some people are farther along in the road than others, but they're all going through it together and getting to God, just like how, well, they're getting away from, I guess, their addiction, but we're getting to God. And then also the next thing I want to read to you guys is found in 1 Timothy verse 1 through 5. And this is from Paul, and he's talking to Timothy. He says, "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the command of God, our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, our hope, to Timothy, my true son, in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, in Christ Jesus, our Lord." And that was just him introducing himself. "As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus," sorry, that's a weird word, "so that you may command certain people not to teach false doctrines any longer, or to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies. Such things promote controversial speculations rather than advancing God's work, which is by faith." So, in that first, well, in verse 3 and 4, that's Paul just talking about how he commanded Timothy to stop certain people from teaching false doctrines. Because if they go out and say they make disciples, but they're all teaching false things, that's not going to help actually grow what Jesus wants us to do. And the way you can tell if they're teaching false doctrines, if they're not talking about Jesus, and if they're not like going off what the Bible says, if they're just going out, you know, talking about politics or something, that has nothing to do with what actual Bible is saying, you know? And next verse says, "The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith." So if you really have a pure heart, that's always comes back to love. That discipleship, like if you really love somebody, you'll want them to know more about God. And if you truly want to do that discipleship correctly, you have to love God yourself. You can't be just in it to be in it and be doing it. You have to actually have a genuine faith if you want to actually teach other people how to have a genuine faith. You can't go out teaching false things and leading people down the wrong path. You can't. It's just the same thing. Yeah, just the same thing like how I was talking about in my example with a good coach and a good player. You can't teach someone how to play a sport if you don't know how to play the sport yourself. I can't go out and teach water polo. Who knows how to play water polo? You know? Like, it doesn't make any sense. But it's just like that. We have to, if you really want to be a good disciple to other people, you have to grow in your faith yourself. And then you have to go out, say you see someone sitting alone at the lunch table. You got to go over, talk to them. I mean, I know it's not in my thing that I usually go out and talk to people. I'm not a very talkative person, even though I'm up here. But, you know, you got to step out of that comfort zone. We're not called to be in a comfort zone. We're called to go out and teach other people about God. And that's what we have to do as Christians. And then I have another verse, 1 Timothy 1:6-7. "Some have departed from these and have turned to meaningless talk. They want to be teachers of the law, but they do not know what they are talking about or what they so confidently affirm." And this is what I was talking about earlier with how there's a lot of people that will go out, they'll try to be preachers, they'll try to be speakers, but they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know actually what God is trying to teach them. They're being false disciples to other people and making more false disciples. And it's just, I mean, they're being hypocrites of what they're actually saying. And that's not what God calls us to do. He calls us to be genuine Christians and to make genuine Christians, you know, just like how he did himself. So yeah, that's all that I have.